Steve, you must be immensely proud of your team for what they've done tonight for you.
Yeah, it was always going to be a big ask. I think enough has been said that we felt from a football perspective, from a sporting integrity point of view, we felt really disadvantaged that a team as good as Derby could have an extra day's recovery. And I think when you go in front, probably 71, 72 minutes, then that's probably when you need the oxygen mask in a normal week. So to have it when you played 40 hours before makes it a double oxygen mask, and that's probably why Derby got a point tonight.
It was a tremendous effort though, wasn't it, to come from behind, and in fairness it took a bit of real skill to stop you from winning, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, he's a gifted young man, Tom, but I think from our point of view we've had to dig in spells tonight. I think it's been a game where Derby's had periods on top of the game, we've had periods on top of the game, and I think if you were away in the cold later day, perhaps a point shared might be right, but you know, we can't help but feel immensely proud of our group, immensely proud of the just the quality and the attention to detail, to work hard, which sounds easy, and to what we're real integrity, if you like, in the play. And then really just to be caught out in that last 10 minutes, we empty fuel tanks, really.
You've spoken about the bravery needed to play here at Elland Road. You went behind early on. It wasn't a great goal to concede either, was it?
No, I think Saul obviously thought the lad was going to drill it and opened his legs wider than the tunnel. And he's a good player. He slips it in and puts it in. But that makes it even harder, because that's what we talk about. It's easy to go missing at Elland Road. And thankfully, we didn't go missing. Thankfully, we weathered a little few minutes of inconsistent play to get a foot back on the ball. Then the goal came in a real strong period for us. And I think over the balance of the 45, we deserved to turn level. And then you look at the second half and you think we deserve to go in front. And then they possibly might deserve to get an equaliser. But we feel aggrieved in the way we're feeling when they get that.
Great goal from a team point of view, Byron, with an excellent ball in, and Chris Wood finally gets his goal that probably his effort and commitment last few weeks have deserved.
Well, I said prior to the match that, you know, the minute Chris Wood stops getting in goal scoring positions is the time I'll take him out of the team. But all strikers, including the world's best, have periods where they don't score goals, and the missed chances that are a normal week for them are there. But it's not just Chris's finish tonight, his effort and determination to work hard for the team was there in bundles again. And his actual movement is a great cross for Sam Byron, fantastic cross. But Chris Woods' movement is one of the centre-backs nearly off the pitch, and he's left with a simple header. But if you look at his little two or three first steps, then he takes a defender away and appears to have a simple task of putting the ball in the net.
One block was obviously had to go off. Was it a hamstring problem? Or?
I think it just tightened up. Well, you don't know until for 24 hours to ascertain whether it's enough to have a scan. But, you know, that's where it comes in a bit playing 2 days later. Especially when you've got a team that's fresh around you. And, you know, certainly when you play on a Saturday, and sports science tells you these days, it's two-day recovery periods and not one day like the old days. So from that point of view, we hope he's okay.
You only made two changes tonight. Were you tempted to make more, or were you happy with everyone was fit to go?
Yeah, I think we just thought a lot of people were on top of their jobs and on top of their play. And obviously, we made the change with the big fella coming on and big Solly come on, who I think did well for us when he was up there as well. But we just thought a lot of people were in control of their departments and the team, and when they were in control, it makes it easy to leave it.
What about Dallas and Taylor? The amount of work they get through on that left-hand side, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, I was really pleased with Stuart and Charlie. I think they, especially in the second half, to be fair, I think they, you know, they competed in that side, which is particularly strong for Derby when you look at the quality of player they've got. And I think there's no doubt that Dallas and Taylor win that duel. So, and it's good to see in the second half of a game when they get themselves in such advanced positions.
And a word for your goalkeeper as well. He got a bit of stick at Forest for the decision to come out, but he made a great save from Vyman coming off his line, and a couple of saves at the end as well.
Well, he's been fantastic, hasn't he? He's been fantastic, and he did make a mistake at Forest, but if the ball gets dealt with in front of him, then he wouldn't be getting looked at, would he? So from that point of view, I thought his handling tonight, maybe his distribution could be a little bit better. But we're working on that with him just as we're working in his all-round game. But he's really stepped up to the mark.
Six unbeaten now, Steve. It's going quite well, isn't it, at the minute?
I think it's maybe a little sign of how far we've come when the disappointed dressing room, from a player's point of view tonight, will be the Leeds United dressing room. When I went in, the boys were really, really disappointed. We hadn't got the points. They were the same at Forest. You know, we see it as, certainly it should have been 4 out of 6, if not 6 out of 6. And when you take 2, that's disappointing. But I said to them, you know, we've gone into the top half of the table. You know, we've got some fixtures to look forward to, and it's one game at a time for us. That won't change, and of course that's at home on Saturday.
And a word for the fans, because before it was quite a nervy atmosphere at Elland Road, but all of a sudden now it is becoming a fortress again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, listen, I've spoken often about the supporters here. I think tonight we needed them a 12th man, and they've done their best to try and get us over the line in that last 15-minute spells. We could have probably done with plucking a few at the crowd to give us the heart and energy in that last 15 minutes, and they'll go home tired. The ones that went to Forest will be tired, and the ones that were here, you know, you can't give a Leeds United. I understand the two sides of the argument. I understand any broadcasters wish to have Leeds United on the TV because of the audience that it brings. But I'm only talking from a sporting perspective here, but at the same time, you can't ask us to be away at Wolves on a Thursday night, get back in the middle of the night, turn up on a Sunday, go down to Nottingham Forest, a real tough place on an evening, 4 hours later, be here on an evening. It's really tough. The supporters have been fantastic all the time. The noise levels when the second goal went in tonight were as loud as I've heard in my time as head coach. And now we need to go and see the start of 2016 in a real positive way. And then of course I'll be knocking on someone's door asking for my Christmas presents.
Well, you said your aim was to get in the top half. You're going to start the year in the top half of the table, aren't you?
Yeah, listen, we're trying to strengthen the group. I know we're trying to strengthen the group because I was involved in some telephone calls today. So it's going to be extremely tough for us. We said I don't want to bring players to the football club that don't make us better. I made it clear when let's be honest, it took me longer to get Liam Bridcutt in the door than it did to find out who shot somebody in EastEnders. You know, it's frightening. But we got him in.